At the Mars Media Against Racism national encounter in Budapest, a surprise was caused by the pronouncement from Mezei István, a famous Hungarian Roma football coach, who proclaimed, "They should just burn us and the whole Roma issue would be solved." The extreme right-wing party Jobbik and its military guard is marching around Roma villages, causing panic among the community members. "Save us," he cried out to the crowd. "They did this in 44. Do not let them do this again, taking us away to concentration camps." This startling public statement was made at an event designed to ignite discussion of the current state of racism in sport in Hungary. Who is this man to say such a thing? He is a person who has done so much for Roma football, community and youth. And the team set out to interview Mezei István at his home, which also serves as a museum of accomplishments to his years of coaching the Roma youth football team known as Minority League. The walls are covered with trophies, banners, jerseys and proclamations of adoration for the many victories the team won in competitions around the world. The only thing brighter than the shiny awards was the beaming face of István, showing us with pride the well-deserved accolades his Roma youth team earned on the football field. He welcomed us with his warm personality, which is in stark contrast to his reputation as a firm and courageous fighter for the Roma community. His grandmother was Roma and his grandfather a Jewish man, which determined him from an early age to be a survivor against the forces of racism and discrimination.
"Whoever cannot reach out for the poor is evil. If I see a street sweeper diligently going after their job, I call out, 'Good morning.' I show them respect."
Respect is the key to how he treats Roma kids as well.
"If a child is hungry, how is he supposed to concentrate at school? Being plagued by hunger, he will be tempted to steal his classmate's sandwich. It is inhuman to let them live among such conditions."
So, with this mindset in 1992, he went to the slum Havanna in Budapest to meet with the Roma youth directly. He brought with him a football and gave it to some kids at the playground to let them play. He watched for a while and discovered the kids he wanted to invite to be the first members of the football team he was forming exclusively for Roma youth. He then began to tediously search for the financial backing of sponsors to support his dream and his team. Over the next years, the team recorded dozens of victories across the world, from Slovakia to South Africa and all over Europe. The team's victories led to expansion in other areas, as they were instrumental in starting a Roma youth league in Bosnia. Soon the team became integrated with non-Roma Hungarian youth because István felt this to be an important part of overcoming discrimination within the team.
"In 97, I realized we need to play together and fight together."
And they became internationally acclaimed, but not accepted in their homeland of Hungary, where discrimination still pervaded.
"They forbade the Roma youth to even wear our country's football jersey. Although I have been in the Hungarian Football Association since 95, they would not let us wear the Hungarian jersey when we played."
But even this could not stop István from his goal of making sport one place where discrimination and racism have no home. He even took this message to the highest levels, meeting Pope Benedict and requesting a match with the Vatican team, which was granted and took place. Today, the team and István continue to win matches and gain respect despite the negative climate in their home country. The most recent victory came this past June at the European National Minorities Soccer Championship, where the Roma youth team took second place. István continues to look for sponsors and financial help to keep the team and the Roma youth on the field and gaining confidence.
"The future is if I know what I am doing. We have to fight for staying alive. We don't have any money, we need sponsors. Sponsors who would benefit from us."
Mezei István has always said it is important to believe in something.
"If a mother says, 'Let's pray,' the children should listen to her and pray. Even if we don't know if there's a God, we have to believe in something."
He believes in sport as a way to level the playing field for groups that experience discrimination and racism in society.